This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Hundreds of mourners packed St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney Thursday for the funeral of Cardinal George Pell. Pell died at the age of 81 in a Rome hospital last month from heart complications after a hip surgery. The former Vatican treasurer and close advisor to Pope Francis was convicted in 2018 of sexually assaulting two choir boys in the 1990s. The conviction was overturned by Australia's High Court in 2020 after Pell had served 20 months in prison. Pell was eulogized by former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
George Pell was the greatest man I've ever known. And if faith means the ability to endure crushing adversity, no one could be a better advertisement for it.
Protesters outside the cathedral denounced Pell for what they said were his bigoted views on homosexuality and for protecting pedophile priests during his tenure as a senior church official. Pell will be buried in the crypt at St. Mary's Cathedral, where he previously served as Archbishop. Australia's central bank says Britain's new monarch will not be seen on its paper currency. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Australia's central bank says King Charles III will not be on the new $5 bill. Instead, a new indigenous design will replace the portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. The Reserve Bank says the move honors the culture and history of the first Australians. The $5 bill was Australia's only remaining banknote to still feature an image of the monarch. However, King Charles is still expected to appear on coins. Opposition leader Peter Dutton panned the move, likening it to changing the date of Australia Day. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Peru's Congress on Wednesday rejected a proposal to move elections from 2026 to this December, despite nearly 2 months of protests triggered by the ouster of former President Pedro Castillo that have left more than 50 Peruvians dead. The measure was rejected by 68 votes to 54, with two abstentions. Demonstrators are demanding the resignation of Castillo's successor, Dina Boluarte, who assumed office after Castillo was impeached and arrested after he attempted to dissolve the legislature. Lawmaker Maria Aguero, a member of President Boluarte's Free Peru Party, says the party is now pushing a resolution that will reform the country's constitution that aims to hold the elections in October.
Porque lo que queremos, sí, irnos, pero convencidos, como le vuelvo a repetir, que si no cambiamos o ponemos siquiera los primeros pasos para una nueva constitución, que eso implica un referéndum, preguntarle al pueblo si quiere o no quiere una nueva constitución.
The protests have also led to street blockades that have caused shortages of food, fuel, and other basic supplies across Peru. There were calls for police reform at the funeral on Wednesday in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee for Tyree Nichols, the man who was fatally beaten by Memphis police officers. Reuters correspondent Frennie Joyner reports.
Family members, civil rights leaders, and politicians on Wednesday called for an end to recurring police violence against Black Americans during the funeral of Tyree Nichols, the 29-year-old who was fatally beaten by Memphis police officers last month. Vice President Kamala Harris, who flew to Memphis, addressed the congregation, offering the family condolences as well as a call to action.
And as Vice President of the United States, we demand that Congress pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Joe Biden will sign it.
That was Reuters correspondent Frennie Joyner. The past year saw little progress in tackling global corruption due to greater violence and insecurity, according to a new report. As Henry Ridgewell reports, there are some encouraging signs that corruption is being successfully tackled in Africa.
For the sixth year running, South Sudan, Syria, and Somalia are at the bottom of Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index. The report says conflict and corruption create a vicious cycle. The report says Russia's invasion of Ukraine last February exemplifies the threat that corruption poses for global security. The authors say Russian oligarchs have amassed fortunes by pledging loyalty to President Vladimir Putin, who operates with impunity in the absence of any checks on power. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.